Hello.
I have Governor Rockefeller for you, sir.
Hello.
There you are.
Mr. President.
I know you've had a hard day, but I want you to know that I just back you to the hilt. And I was sitting here talking to Bob Haldeman. I didn't get your call because I've had a cabinet meeting, and then I had a meeting with business leaders right afterwards, and I've been just got out. But the courage you showed and the judgment in not granting amnesty, it was right, and I don't care what the hell the papers or anybody else says. I don't care what they say. I think that you had to do it that way, because if you would have granted amnesty in this case, it would have meant that you would have had prisons and an uproar all over this country.
That's right.
And you did the right thing. It's a tragedy that these poor fellows are shot, but I just want you to know that's my view, and I've told the troops around here there to back that right to the hilt.
Well, aren't you great, Mr. President? I only called you because I wanted to alert you that we were going in, and
right.
When we went in, we couldn't tell whether all 39 hostages would be killed and maybe 200 or 300 prisoners.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty big,
boy.
You know.
Yeah.
But the way it worked out, there were about 1,200 prisoners. By taking and putting down a gas attack from helicopters, and then having sharpshooters on the walls, our own men, we were able to pick off, either from the wall or as our men went in, the men who had the knives at the throat of the hostages, and they did a fabulous job.
I mean, how many? I only got the report this morning. What is the latest report? How many people?
Seven hostages were killed.
Seven hostages were killed.
These were the guards.
Those are guards. Seven.
It appears now, Mr. President, as though quite a few of those were killed prior to this. In other words, that they'd been dead.
You can prove that, can't you? I mean,
this is the hospital.
The hospital can prove that.
Oh yeah.
They can find out how long guy's dead.
That's right. And it's a Catholic hospital, so it's outside of our jurisdiction.
Right. How many prisoners were killed?
32.
32 prisoners killed.
32 prisoners, although we've just found, in the last 10 minutes, I got word, two Puerto Rican prisoners who were tucked away in a tunnel who had their throats slit 4 days ago.
Oh, geez.
So that we're developing all kinds of...
Tell me this. Are these primarily blacks that you're dealing with?
Oh, yes. The whole thing was led by the blacks.
I'll be darned. Are all the prisoners that were killed blacks? Are there any whites?
I haven't got that report, but I have to... I would say, just offhand, yes.
Yeah.
We did it, though, only when they were in the process of murdering the guards or when they were attacking our people as they came in to get the guards.
You had to do it.
And otherwise, we recaptured all the cell blocks and so forth without shooting a shot. And no troopers were wounded. One of them was in the leg. But
only one trooper was wounded. Good.
That's right.
Good.
It really
good,
was
good.
A beautiful operation.
Well, they must have really been... You can certainly tell your people there, whoever they are, your head of troopers, that I have great admiration for that. That's an efficient operation.
That's wonderful of you.
We back them up. Now, by golly, we're not going to have any... We just cannot tolerate this kind of anarchy.
Well, I think you're right, and I'll tell you an interesting thing, Mr. President. Russ Oswald, who is the head of our prison, is one of the noted prison reformers in the country.
Oh.
Just put him in 6 months ago. He was you'll be amused by this. He was a liberal Democrat from Wisconsin, went to Boston. I'd had him as parole officer, chief of parole. He did very well, and then I put him into this. He told me that he has now come around to agree with Mr. Mitchell, John Mitchell, and Mr. Agnew that there is a national conspiracy. He is supporting you for re-election.
Boy, oh boy.
And that he's gone on television again this afternoon to reveal the details about what was going on there, including the murder of the Puerto Ricans and the castration of the guard and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we're really developing this in a way that I think will give a lesson to all of us.
Well, you've handled it with great firmness, with great skill, and courage, and I think that's what the country will, appreciate, and don't give any... What the hell is Tom Wicker doing in this thing?
Well, you won't believe it. We had a committee of citizens invited by the prisoners, 32 of them. Tom Wicker was one. We had that Kunstler, that lawyer.
Yeah, Yeah, I know.
We had the head of the Mau Maus, you know, a motley crowd.
Yeah.
And some good people, some legislators. And Tom Wicker was so emotional in this thing that it was unbelievable.
Which side?
Oh, on their side.
Always, always, I know, I know.
See, I had at the end, they were putting the pressure yesterday on me all day to go up there. Ended up, because everything else had failed. And
did you go?
Of course not.
No, of course not.
But I had to talk to these guys, Wicker and all these people on the phone, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, look, I go up there, we can't give amnesty. The next thing is, well, we let them go if you'll just come into the courtyard.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
With in front of all the men.
Well, did Wicker, was he recommending amnesty?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. God, what?
Oh, you listen. This is a great, this separated the sheep from the goats.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What is the new Democrats going to say about this? Mr. Lindsay.
Our police, our action officer.
No.
Lindsay. Oh, brother, well, yeah. We should worry.
The convert.
Oh, he'll probably say that if I'd gone up, all these deaths would have been saved.
No, sir. No, sir.
But I noticed he didn't go into the prison when they had the problem down here.
No.
I think it was tough, but I think we did the right thing. And
you did.
4 days of negotiating.
Yeah.
So everybody had a chance.
That's right. That's
well, you're awfully
that's
nice
right.
to call.
Well,
and we'll do the mopping up now.
It's just, you just keep right of your guns.
Well,
okay.
I think things are looking awful good for next year for you.
Well, we'll have to talk. You won't go to Puerto Rico, I suppose.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I better stay here. We might have another, you know, in another prison, or we might have some riots in some of the areas. And when these bodies are sent back, we're bound to have some trouble.
Yeah. Tell, you can, as I said, anybody you want concerned that I called. Okay.
I'll tell them all, and they'll really appreciate
it. This is, I know this is a terribly tough thing, but that we have to have firmness in enforcing the law.
Well, our whole group stood, and they were good.
Fine.
Okay, Mr. President.